Heavenly Father, we come with uplifted hands. We come, Father, with a praise on our lips of thanksgiving. We come in the matchless name of Yeshua the Christ, who was crucified, died, and buried, raised on the third day with all power in his hands. We come, Father, as humble as we know how. We thank you for watching over us last night as we slept and slumbered on our bed, that we woke up this morning in the land of the living with our hearts, our minds, and our souls set on your plan and purpose for our lives. So as watchmen on the wall, as intercessors, we stand on the rampart to see and hear what you have for your people. So Father, as we bow in your presence, as we come with our face to the ground, we thank you, Father, that everything on heaven and earth is under your control, and that you gave us diplomatic authority, that you gave us dominion, authority, and power on this earth so that we can tread on serpents and cast out demons in your names, that signs and wonders follow those that believe in you, for we are your people. So this morning, Father, as your eyes and your ears and your hands and your mouth on this earth, as ambassadors of the kingdom, as kingdom citizens, we pledge our allegiance to a holy God that can do anything but fail. We thank you, Father, that we take authority over our lives and the lives of our children and those that come across our path as we tell them about a holy God that can do anything but fail. We thank you, Father, that we bind ourselves to your original plan for our lives, your original purpose for our lives. We thank you and we declare and decree that we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So we will no longer live in our emotions. We will no longer fear what the enemy can do. We will no longer live in our fears. We thank you that abundance of finances has overtaken us, that your blessings have shabbat us, and that there's nothing here on earth that can hinder your manifested blessings for our lives. We thank you, Father, that we know that we are the only ones that can shipwreck our lives, that as long as our will lines up with your will, as long as we set our affections on what you set your affections on, that we love what you love and hate what you hate, that as long as we depend on you and we seek after you and we pant after you like the deer panteth after the water brook, that you, Father, will cover us. For you are a wise, true, and living God. We declare and decree that we are your royal priesthood, your holy nation, that we can speak to our mountains, be thy removing, cast into the sea, and it shall be done, for we were created in your image. And as you spoke heaven and earth into existence, and your spirit resides in us and walks among us, Father, we thank you that when our hearts are overwhelmed and we don't know which way to go and we don't know what to do or what to say, Holy Spirit intercedes for us and moans and groans. We thank you that as we hide your word in our hearts, as we meditate on it both day and night, that you, Father, will give us a means of escape, that you, Father, will direct our path. And even though we went to the left, when you told us to go to the right, you did not kill us in our disobedience, but you waited patiently for our will to line up with your will. So this day, Father, we thank you for being our holy God. We thank you for your assignments, Father, that we bind the attack of every demonic spirit, whether it's physical or psychologically or emotionally or spiritually. Every assignment and operation that you have given us, Father, we surrender it to you. We cut off every witchcraft spirit, every bewitching and enchantment that the enemy has devised for our demise. We cut off spells. We cut them off at the root. We make them a part of Yeshua's footstool. We declare and decree, Lord God, that every warlock and every witch and every magic potion that was conjured up against us, we covered it in the blood of Yeshua, for we stand in a blood covenant. Yeshua came to sacrifice himself for our sins. We know that you gave authority to Adam in the Garden of Eden, and he gave it away. But you sent your son that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So, Father, as he has given us the keys of the kingdom, teach us how to use the keys. We thank you that we pledge our allegiance to you and you alone, that you are our God and there is none like you. We thank you, Father, that signs and wonders follow us on a daily basis, and that, Lord God, that we can tell everyone we meet about a holy God that can do anything but fail. So we thank you this morning, Father, that as we send our children off to school, that we anoint them and that we have spoken into their lives that you, God, are the lifter of their head, the author and the finisher of their faith, that they trust in you, that they will not succumb to peer pressure, that they will not be bullied in the spirit or in the natural, and you cancel every assignment of every pedophile that trolls the internet and stalks the schoolyard. We thank you, Father, that we know that your truth covers us, and that as we pant after you, as we seek after you, that you will cover us. We thank you, Father, and declare and decree that we are healed in our body, in our spirit, in our mind, and that no sickness and disease shall come near our tent. We thank you, Father, that you're the lifter of our heads, that you have given us control of the airways and the galaxies and the atmospheres, that we are atmosphere changers. We thank you, Father, that you have encamped your angels all around us, that not one of our feet shall dash against the stone. And Father, we thank you that you are our Jehovah Gaborah, that you teach our hands how to war. We contend with those that contend with you. We fight against those who fight against you. We take hold of the shield and the buckler, and we stand flat-footed in the enemy's face and let him know that we draw a line in the sand and that he can come this far and no further. We thank you, Father, that you clothe us with your warring spirit, Father, that we can run through troops and leap over walls because of the anointing that you have placed down inside us. So let no terror strike our hearts, Father. And that the enemy tremble as our feet touch the floor, because we stand in the authority that you, our Almighty God, has given us. And we shine the light of truth in dark places. For when we shine the light of truth, darkness has to flee. The enemy must let their captive free, and they must come running to a holy God that can do anything but fail. So this morning, Father, as we gird ourselves in your righteousness, for we are your righteousness, we thank you that you are our rock and our shield and our strong tower, that you equipped us with the shield of salvation, Father, and that your right hand has established us, and you have given us the mind of Christ, and we are the victors in this battle. We beat down every enemy. We grab them at the neck, and we cause them to tremble at the name of Yeshua, for at the name of Yeshua, every knee must bow. So this morning, Father, we thank you that we're blessed in the city, that we're blessed in our going and our coming, for we are Abraham's seed. We are your ecclesia. We are your set-aside people. So we pledge our allegiance to you. And we thank you, Father, that we have searched the whole world over and found that there is no God like you. So we surrender our lives. We give you full authority in our lives, as we humbly bow in your presence. And we thank you that nothing that will come across our path this day, as long as we trust in you, as long as we keep our hand in your hand, and we set our affections on you and trust in you, for you are our holy God, we can do anything but fail. So it's in the matchless name of Yeshua the Christ that we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Yavarahaka Yehovah v'yishmareka, Ye'el Yehovah panav elaka vihuneka, Isa Yehovah panav elaka v'yasem Laka Shalom. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and keep you in perfect peace. Shalom.